Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Afragette North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there. After all my many travels, I am finally come in for a soft landing.
Are you getting used to your new car?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And she runs really good. She's a little sweetheart. She's not the road rocket I used to have, but maybe it's time for a little bit more comfort.
That's a good thing, you know. Comfort's not such a bad thing.
She's not a completely new car, but she's a lot newer than what I had because I was driving around in 2004. And she's a Hyundai Elantra 2013. She's a coupe. She's really cute.
That's great. I'm glad you like her.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic on gas.
Whew. Excellent. That's always good.
I like that when that happens. I would have gotten a smarter car, but you know what? The smarter cars come with a price tag.
Don't you plug in rather than gas up? I'm not into the smart cars yet, especially with the distances I drive. I like my freedom a little bit more. That's not easily accessible.
Right. Well, it's all good. So we have a full moon coming up.
We do, in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Very, very interesting. The moon and the sun pretty much stand alone in their opposition, except that, you know, the moon does form a little sweet sextile to retrograde Pluto, but for the most part, the main theme is that they just kind of stand alone trying to get that fixed balancing gauge going.
Well, they are. I mean, again, here, they're trying to get stabilized, trying to maintain, trying to get something shifted more of an even keel with the twists and turns we have. The moon does form an in conjunction to both Uranus and Mercury by 5 and 6 degrees. So it makes it that, you know, we've had these shifts and changes suddenly, and this is trying to rebalance that out. It's trying to make it where we can start to have some kind of normalcy and get back to some type of habit in what we're doing.
Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there's something wrong, I think, here because of all the winds I have going on. So you lose me. Yes, I noticed that in conjunct there. Yeah. But to me, again, it was a little, it's a little bit of a wide orb, you know, with me. But, you know, like I said, it does go by the book.
It's been a natural orb.
What I liked was the beautiful grand trine fire in this chart. I know the moon's not involved in that trine, but it's like get up and go, you know, and a lot of energy available here to lead with a heart and to develop a new philosophy and to have an epiphany and all that that goes with this. So while we're trying to stabilize, we can be pleasantly surprised. I like that part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sudden epiphanies can come up during this period of time that are just amazing. That can really transform and change our emotional level to make it really more into a balanced situation to where we can apply what we've learned into our day-to-day routine?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, everybody was breathing a sigh of relief when Mercury went direct, but it's still in its shadow till the 21st, folks, so don't rush into anything.
That's right. Little rumblings around here.
Things are starting to move forward, I will admit that, okay? And it has been challenging, but, again, any large contracts, any big major decisions and stuff, really consider and reconsider until after the 21st. That's my advice. And I love the fact that the Mars is going to be forming a beautiful trine to retrograde Jupiter in Libra, so we can find more than one way to create peace in our world and look at things maybe objectively. How would that be?
I love that beautiful trine. I'm glad that you put that in there and remembered that, because that beautiful trine really starts the flow of communication, energy, and it really flows for our benefit at this point. So I really love that, Mars. Let's take this option or this option. How about this or this? And it really gives a path of really setting some good goals.
Absolutely, positively. Well, our queue is almost full. I suppose we should take some callers. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. We're shaking it up. Hey, do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, my question is really about my move to Alabama, and just astrologically what I should be looking for when it comes to jobs.
Okay. And when are you moving?
Sometime in August, early August.
Okay. Let's see. In early August, you're going to have planets moving through your third house of a change in neighborhood. Usually would indicate a local move in the tri-state area, which is what you're trying to orchestrate. That could be a good thing. And what city are you relocating to?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
See, and there again, it's that local move. I agree that it's not like moving from Alabama to New York or something like that. I think the timing of it is divine. And I think you're going to start to get more information and really start to solidify it after June.
Okay.
Jupiter goes direct on June 9th, and so when it does that, you're going to feel less like you're on hold. Yeah, you're going to really feel like you can go forward, and things are going to become, as she mentioned, much clearer. Now, what I wanted to do really briefly here, because we're on the show and there's a lot of people holding, I want to take a look at your relocation chart on the basis of your progress chart, just to see how it's going to feel for you to live there and see what it says about occupation for you. Just take me a second here to pull it up.
Okay.
You become involved in a lot of communication there and involved with local media. Very mentally active. You see life in a new light, and some deep-rooted feelings can arise. Okay. And so you're going to be able to clean some of the skeletons out of your closet. Are you ready for that?
Yeah. Yes.
And there's going to be some idealistic people around you, and you're going to form some strong friendships there. You're going to have a really happy mental attitude. And are you going to be studying while you're there?
Yes. I'm applying to nursing school as well.
Perfect, because it says books and studies is almost like a religion. Very mentally stimulating. You know, what my program does, it gives you scores in 10 different categories, and it usually goes from 0 to 150. This looks at education and communication and scores in at 272 completely off the graph, girl. You go for it.
Wow.
You totally go for it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And you keep us posted about how the move goes and stuff. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in between.
Yes, you will. Thank you both very much.
All right. Many blessings. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you all. Bye.
You know, Jack, I love it when it becomes that crystal clear.
This is a really good move for her. I like this move. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. Things seem to be lined up when she was making the decision, too. All those nice sweet oppositions in her chart, even on the full moon. Yeah, we're seeing that she's balanced it out in her brain already, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, but that intensity
of
that Scorpio sign.
Oh, I know. She's got a lot of that Scorpio energy, yeah.
I want it now.
This full moon,
you know? Yeah.
This so full moon should be charging her up, right?
Yeah. It's not necessarily a good thing because she has such she has to have patience until that timing. So.
Are you ready,
Kimberly?
Next one?
Yes, we'll do that.
Area code 917538. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Anna calling.
Hey, Anna. Hello, Anna. How are you?
You guys, I'm hearing an echo.
I know. We can't seem to get rid of it. It might be because of the storms in my area. Nope.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you guys know that I passed my exam.
Yippee!
I changed that date, and that was very helpful, so I wanted to thank you.
Hey,
oh,
that's
welcome.
A good thing. I'm so glad for you.
So how are you going to move forward now?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I will get a raise at my job because of it. And when do you see me starting at this new job?
Were you born in December?
January 28th.
Okay. Yep, 1973. Yep. And she was born in the Netherlands, but you live in New York now, don't you, Anna?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the new job, I don't know when it was supposed to start, but you could run into a little bit of a delay with that. There's several major planets that are retrograde. When were you anticipating it?
Well, they called me. They said I can start as early as I want it to.
Okay. Well, know that if you start early, you're going to be going through a learning curve. Because there's three planets retrograde. So there's like three chapters of you mastering the new job. The first chapter probably comes in right around the 9th of June when Jupiter goes direct. And then we have both Saturn and Pluto going direct. Pluto's going direct in the fall. Saturn's going direct also in the fall. So this summer is going to be a time where you're going to be really learning a lot and probably exchanging a lot of information with other people. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that this is going to have a slow start to it for you, but I think it's going to work out really well. Go with the process. I do see the learning curve there. You asked when you would get a raise. I think it's going to. What I mean by that is, I think it's going to come as you grow and learn. You're going to shift.
Okay.
I think so too, but I really think that you can be amazing in your communication right now. Mars is sitting on your Saturn on the full moon. That is so great for communicating with your bosses and people that you can learn from, and people that can learn from you. So it's pretty nice.
Oh, good. Do you see me staying up for a while? Or a long time? Forever?
Forever is a very long time. But what's happening, so you have Capricorn rising in your New York chart. And Saturn is only in Capricorn every 29 to 30 years. It's going in there at the end of the year, and it's going to be going right through your first house of self-identification for 2.5 years. And then it goes into Aquarius, your sign, for 2.5 years. So I really feel that, the next, 5-6 years, it's probably going to be real stable.
Oh, good.
Then you might make another shift. Okay. Maybe they may move you upstairs even more. But I just feel that with Saturn going through your first house, a lot of times what you do is you establish yourself. And people see you as a earned. Yes.
Oh, so good to hear that.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think that the next 30 days, I think you're going to be a little bit nervous, but I think once we have the full moon in Sagittarius on the next lunar cycle, I think you're really going to start to calm down. I think that's really going to help you out.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm hoping to keep my part-time job, too. We're trying to move it to a Saturday so that I'll do it on a weekend for 1 hour. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, exactly. Well, keep us posted. You have a lot of people holding on in the queue tonight, honey, so keep us posted, okay?
I just wanted to say thank you so much for that exam date stuff that you told me that it
wasn't
a good date for me. Thank you.
We're always glad to help. Thank you, honey. Okay. Have a sweet night.
Good night.
Good news coming in tonight so far. I like it when that happens.
It's great.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 510, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Camille in California. Thanks for taking my call.
Great. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, thank you.
Now, let's see if I have you. I'm here. Have you called in before?
Yes, I have.
July.
It's been a little while. Yes.
7/13/76?
Correct.
All right.
Cool beans. I like it when that happens. For once, Mercury didn't get me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So, do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. Yesterday marked 10 years since I moved into my home, but right now there's a lot of adversity in my home in that I fell delinquent in property taxes and HOA. And I thought I called off a public auction that would have sold my home, but it looks like they broke the contract and my home was sold anyway. And now I'm getting a lawyer. Will I be able to triumph over this adversity and get myself back on my own home's title?
Well, the angles today about contracts and their angling off with your Cancer planets are really intense. And I have to tell you, you're really going to have to give it all you got if you're going to bring this out, because you're going to have to meet the challenge of multiple squares to make this happen and not drop the ball. But I know you're a strong enough person to do this.
Right.
The one good thing is that Saturn is retrograde on your ascendant, okay? So there can be a lawyer or a person in a position of authority who can help you retrieve it. But Saturn's retrograde for several months still. So, you know, you are going to have to stay very strong in your holding pattern if you're going to pull this off. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree, okay? And I agree that you have the power to do this.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, trust the process. This is a matter of determination. How much do you want to work for this house? Again, it's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. There's a lot of readjustment. There's a lot of creation. Can you do it? Absolutely. You have this. As long as you stay determined, keep working with it, and keep dodging it, giving them what they need, and going back to the need, and going up. Well, do redo it. I think that by the end of the summer, the fall, I think you'll find success.
Okay. So just be diligent.
Correct. Exactly right.
I can do that because I'm doing this. I have a 5-year-old, so I'm doing this for the sake of her stability, her security, all the life thing that she has already made, you know, if I can just keep her stable.
Right. And you are in a healthy home environment, I think, for your child, where you are right now, and I think that's a very strong motivator.
That's right.
And, of course, with all your plants and cancer, of course you're a wonderful mom. That's not even a question.
Right. That's true. Okay.
But do tell Rue and tell us posted on it.
Trust the process.
Never doubt that the end result is going to be what you want. Okay?
Trust going through those hoops. Okay. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Many blessings.
Thank you. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, when I saw those squares congregated, I'm like, boy, is she really focused. Whoa. Okay, so you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 561-287, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, ladies. It's Stacy, and happy belated Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
I know it's like Mercury retrograde, but I was saying, but I had a job that was supposed to be for a month, and it only lasted a week and a half. And I'm kind of bummed because I really needed the money coming in.
Okay.
Do you see another opportunity coming, even if it's a stepping stone?
Well, I want to say that right now Mars is in Gemini and is moving through your sixth house on the full moon, but it's not making any angles, okay? So because of that, my feeling is that you may get more than one possibility, but I don't think it would be a permanent situation. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know what I see coming up? I think June is your month, okay? Because what's going to happen is that Jupiter's retrograde is part of fortune in your 10th house, okay? And when it goes direct, it's going to move towards it and run right over it. And I think that's when you're going to find the job you're really going to love, somewhere towards, I would say somewhere towards the end of June.
End of June, you said?
Yeah.
But in the meantime, do you see the next, like, temp thing coming in?
Oh, that could be as soon as Wednesday this week, because the full moon's going to be passing over your Venus and Neptune in the 11th house. You are still going to be dealing with some kind of computer technology communication kind of thing. And I think this time going in, you're going to know it's temporary, and that's fine. So I would be looking for a little reprieve this week, but then really look for something that's going to be more permanent to come in for you in June, because I think I agree with Jacqueline very much about that. So you probably have one more stepping stone to go before you get where you need to be.
Oh, that would be great, but the thing Wednesday, will it last me more than a week? You could be honest.
Well, it's a full moon cycle. It lasts until the next full moon, so it lasts a month.
Oh, that's terrific, because between ladies, I don't know what happened with the last thing, because I was early every day. I did my job. Did they let the other girl go that started with me, or was it just me? You know, I don't understand.
Well, maybe you had to be liberated for the next step. Again, sometimes spirit works in very mysterious ways. And sometimes you just have to trust your process. Even if it feels unfair, ultimately it could end up serving you. So,
well,
that's what
I'm thinking. If it's only a week in advance, you know, a week waiting, that's not that bad, because you understand. I've gone for months without working. It's a horrible feeling.
I know it. You have the moon kissing your Venus and your Neptune, and you have Venus sitting on your Saturn. So I have a feeling you're going to land something that's probably pretty close to home. It's probably going to at least carry you through the month. Now, the thing is, if they hire you as a temp, though, okay, at the end of that month, they might want to either move you somewhere else, or they might want to keep you on. So these are all possibilities. See, Mercury is still in its shadow until the 21st. So I think you have a shot at even getting onto this first stepping stone, and it turns out to be, rather than them letting you go early, they want them wanting to keep you longer for a change. That'd be nice.
Oh, that would, because, you know, I even, you know, the last thing I took was even further of a drive than what I wanted to, but I compromised for it. But at least something, at least there won't be a waiting, because you understand financially, if it's been so difficult, and expenses are high, and I'm freaking out.
I know. Well, hang in there and keep us posted, okay, Stace?
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you. You're both a godsend. I appreciate it because, you know, it made me just sit in the house all weekend except for Friday. I enjoyed a good Mexican food meal.
Good for you, girl. You got to keep the party going.
thank
you. Have a sweet night, okay? God bless.
Thank you both.
Bye.
God bless you both, too.
Thank you.
I still want to listen. Bye-bye. I still want to listen.
Okay, I'll keep you on. Okay. tell you what, some of the people we've had in that South Florida area have really had a tough time with all this temporary stuff. We've got a couple of people that call into the show that are going through this process. It's crazy out there.
It's Florida for you.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
How are you?
Hey. Listen, Jacqueline, I know what your answer is going to be, but I listen to calls every Tuesday and Thursday night, and they are so adamant that it's going to be happening right away. And I just need to check with you to see if you still hold how it's going to happen.
Jupiter's still retrograde. It's not transiting over your sun yet, so I'm not going to say it's now. What do you think, Alphabet?
Well, I want to say that because both Mercury and Uranus are sitting on her Uranus in that ninth house of dealing with the international strata, it could come out of the blue like a lightning bolt. I just don't know how it's going to trickle down. I don't know how it's going to work with the other people that are also waiting. So I have a feeling that good news may be imminent, but I agree with Jacqueline that as far as you feeling that sense of security, it's still a little ways off.
Okay.
But you can get very good news coming in here, Cindy, pretty soon, okay? I mean, I was saying very soon. And so I think that what you were watching probably was other people realizing that it's that close. But because of the retrograde, sometimes the retrogrades just mean that the energy is incubating. And sometimes if it takes them a little longer to perfect it, it's going to be better for you in the final outcome. So don't worry, you're getting closer, okay? Either way.
Okay, because I have a lot of people in my queue, so to speak, that I want to be helping. And
what you need to do is get out there and do some kind of social thing to help right now. The project going outside of the house.
I think we lost her.
She didn't want to hear that.
Okay, she disappeared off the queue, but that's okay. We love her.
Love her too.
So you're ready. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay, let's do that.
Area code 917-376. You're on the air.
Hello, ladies. Hello, Aphrodite, and hello, Jacqueline. My name is Ellen. We spoke before.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Just fine. Glad I got through.
And do you still live in New York?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, it's great to hear from you again.
Well, I'm in a period of transition. If you can look at the chart and tell me what seems to be significant for me for the next 2 months.
Well, that's easy. You've got a triple grand trine going on by transit right now that's sustained, okay? So your ability to be cooperative with other people that are somewhat brilliant, I want to say, to understand that you are doing the right thing on your spiritual path, and also to embrace your tribe or the people that are closest to you, whether they're brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, a mentor. You're very sustained as far as your inspiration level is concerned in this chart, as far as I can see. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Are you getting a divorce?
No. I'm not married.
Oh, interesting. That even makes it more interesting. The South Node is going through your fifth house, and it's passed over your Mars, so I do think that somebody from a past can return at this point in time. Also, that beautiful sustained brand time that was talking about is connected with your seventh house of the forward. And so I would be keeping my eyes open. Great opportunity for a love relationship.
For sure, for sure.
Your seventh house, okay, which is friends and having that friendship and that kinship. So I would be out looking for this relationship right now.
Do you see anything regarding residence? I am living in a temporary place. I wanted to make a big move, but I didn't find an apartment that I wanted. Do you see anything regarding a change of residence?
Probably wouldn't be until Saturn goes direct, and Saturn does not go direct until the last week of August.
Oh.
Because Saturn is retrograde in your third house of your neighborhood. So if you're looking to make a local move or change, it would be somewhere that you either applied for before and it didn't work out. You could do that during the retrograde cycle. But if you're looking for someplace brand new, it's probably going to be better for you once Saturn does redirect its orbit in late August. Just because it's a ponderous planet, and it can assure that you're going to be in a place where you're going to really enjoy spending your time with Saturn being in Sagittarius, very close to your moon, by the way. So I think if you really want that fit, you really want that place that you're inspired by and you can use as a place of gathering and a place of learning and a place of evolvement, even if you try to move sooner, you probably wouldn't be settled in till then. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything that you said. And I also will tell you that next full moon, not this one, but 28 days or 21 days from now, when we have our full moon, that one is really going to be important for you. Really used for envisioning the direction you want to go towards your home. Find out more information. You can really find the great place that you want, because I don't like it said so
Okay.
You're breaking
up
a little bit, Jacqueline.
Yeah, I didn't understand it, but maybe on the archive I'll be able to pick it up.
Okay. And if not, just buzz us back. We've had a little bit of problem tonight, and I'm not sure why. I know Jacqueline has a brand new headset, but I've had a lot of wind here too, and I'm the one that signs in, so it could be me. I'm not sure.
No, you're sounding fine, but there's feedback on Jacqueline. It's like, actually, I hear the feedback myself on my own when I speak. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll go. You know, when
thank
you
for that.
Hear a double speak. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening, both of you. And thank you so much.
You too. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I don't know what's wrong with the phone tonight, but you know, Mercury's still in its shadow, so I just have to tough through it. Don't let it get to me. Hey, another person that's calling in here is near and dear to our hearts. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 305, you're on the air.
Hello, my friend. After that, this is Diana. Hi, Jackie.
How are you doing,
Diana? Waiting to transfer buckets from one to the other and enjoying the show. First of all, I'm glad that you're home and well. And I was wondering if you could tell me what the next week is coming up looking for work.
Okay, let's take a gander. Well, I use the ancient part of fortune. I think Jacqueline uses the traditional, but either way, this full moon is going to be sitting right on your ancient part of fortune, and it's actually on the cusp of your fifth and sixth house. So to me, because it's a full moon cycle, it may be landing something that you really do enjoy doing, because we have the fifth house and sixth house energies both involved in that particular transit. And so I have a feeling that it would probably be much more enjoyable than some of the things you've experienced in the past. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I'll have to say, with this full moon, I think it's going to shift your cycle as far as your work is concerned. In your natal chart, it is your sixth house of day-to-day work.
Go slow, Jackie, because when you go fast, I missed it. But I can hear you fine when you go slow. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't know I was going fast.
No, it's the interference.
In your sixth house, natally, is this full moon. And it's conjunct your palace Athena. I think that it's threat. There's going to be a major transformation or work happening as a result of this full moon. So I think it's going to tip in your favor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Blessings to both. I want to keep on listening.
Thank you. All right, hang in there, girl. I'll keep you listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to talk too fast. Even if somebody with a lax background is talking too fast, I must really be talking too fast.
Well, actually, it's because you're breaking up a lot, and I'm not sure why that's happening, because I'm hearing it too, and that's why I'm trying to strain to listen to what you have to say too, because I'm very interested in what you have to say, as usual. So I'm like, what's going on here? Anyway. Do you want to give that a shot?
We can do that.
Go for it.
Okay. Call you right back.
Okay. Well, we've been having some interference, and everybody's trying to hear Jacqueline because she's so insightful and so protective of you, so she's going to call me back in a minute. We'll reconnect. And that should be fun. We're talking a lot about the full moon in Scorpio that's coming up on Wednesday and how that can impact us in a way, because we can also reengage our own psychic ability. Are you back, Jacqueline?
I'm here. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can. Zippity doodah. I love when that happens.
It's
okay,
always
are you ready
good.
For the next one?
Okay.
Area code 415, you're on the air.
Wow, that's great. I wasn't sure. Thank you if I was going to get on today. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey,
always
Jessica.
Nice to hear from you.
Hi. Yeah, I have good news. I got hired for a full-time job, so that was a long time working towards that, and hopefully I'm starting this week.
And you still live in New York, right?
Yeah, right outside.
Okay.
And I guess I just wanted to see what you guys saw related to I know this is a stepping stone. I sort of feel like, I don't know, like a lot of anxiety, I guess, has been coming up about it. I haven't had a full-time job for, like, I think it's been 18 years or something. It's a really long time.
Well, are you going to be working on location with other people around you?
Yeah, but I'm the manager, which is a plus. But it's just sort of, you know, I have to train for a little bit. So I sort of feel a little resistance of being told, like, what I can and can't do, or, like, I don't know. I mean, I think that the girl who's training me normally doesn't take a break for lunch. So I just sort of feel a little fear about, like, well, I want to take an hour for lunch, you know, maybe that, you know, it's just sort of, I feel like a little bit, I sort of don't like when I come into those situations that I have to maybe break the mold of what they normally do, because I'm not getting, you know, I'm getting paid for 8 hours, not the 9 hours that I'm there, you know, the 1 hours for work. So, I mean, for lunch. So there's like little things that are coming up for me that I feel like a little bit tense about.
Well, Mars is sitting on your Venus in Gemini right now. And I'm thinking that you should embrace this person as an ally, okay? But also keep your power quiet and strong. The sun's going to be passing over your Mars in 9 days. And so I think over the next 9 days, you're going to be able to establish a rapport with this person. And I'm much more optimistic about it. I think what you're feeling is more of the shadows of the past than the beauty of moving forward. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think this is a nice transformation for you. And I do believe that you have to blend the two. But it's not the standing and demanding the situation. Over the next couple of weeks, because of the shadow of the retrograde, first would definitely be more agreeable with her. However, when it comes to your lunch break, you should go on it. Don't cause resistance or don't cause it to be an issue. It just is what it is. You have an hour lunch. About it. Be with that 1 hour and, you know, enjoy it. Assume that it's okay with her. Don't be bad with it is what I'm saying.
Oh, I kind of missed a little bit of that. Your phone is not so great. So you just said just sort of be matter of fact about it, that I take an hour. And I seem to rock the boat a lot when I work for other people, and that's sort of what the fear is.
Well, she's just acclimating you, and you're going to be her boss. Where is the problem?
Oh, she's actually going to be working at another location. She's just...
Okay.
Right, that's what I keep telling myself. Like, don't say anything now. Like, just go with whatever she wants you to do for a week, and then you do what you want. It's just sort of resisting my normal... like my automatic response, you know, I have to keep telling myself just chill out.
Right.
Because the other
I think
thing
the key
is,
here
like,
is
they want me to
just... Go ahead.
Well, the other thing is they want me to do, I've already heard her mention that they're going to probably want me to work during the week and do training in the evening on the computer, which again is over the work hours. That I am, I mean, I know it's salary, but it's only supposed to be out 8 hours a day. So I don't want to do that. I would rather just take off the day and work on the computer. So there's sort of these, like, things that I'm, like, feeling coming up that I already feel, like, a little cranky about.
Hmm. Well, I think that there are things that may be able to be negotiated. And I think, you know, you have the ability to be gracious. But right now you are feeling very self-protective. And I think that's a Cancer issue because I'm a Cancer. I understand it. And right now you do have Uranus and Mercury both squaring your sun. And I've been having that. You would not believe the mishaps I've been through over the last 6 weeks. Okay, I'm not even going to go into it on the air. But your security at this time does feel threatened. Okay, but because you're a cardinal sign, if you aspire to your highest ideal and know you're serving them, for the salary they're paying you, it'll go your way if you feel self-assured.
And what I'm going to say about that is because of the Venus in Gemini and the Mars in Gemini aspect here, is have a plan A and a plan B. There's always another way to around a situation. And so you don't have to be as direct with your Mercury and Leo. Sometimes you can be a little coy with it. And that's what I would do, is find that avenue out that is good compromise for you.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I feel like
you're really having a lot of trepidation over this one, aren't you? Whoa. You know, and you're such a great worker too. I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity. You know, I do want to like rise through the ranks, and I want to do it quickly. So, it's just, you know, I think you sort of get into like a sort of a corporate job, and I feel like I need to just be sort of quiet and passive, and so that's the sort of the concern, because I'm not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you do have Capricorn rising too, so you're better off when you're the one making the rules. I know that. And mm-hmm. you do have a certain level of independence as well, much more than most Cancerians do. But I really think that to feel your way and use your own psychic intuition in the situation with each person you encounter and each task at hand can serve you. I know this Mercury retrograde now gone direct, it's kissing Uranus, so there is kind of like a bottle rocket effect that's going on mentally with a lot of the Cancers, a lot of the Libras, and a lot of the Capricorns. So to that being said, this is a big boat you're in, okay? but you only have to worry about what your role is on that boat, okay? And like you said, this is just going to be a temporary in-servicing of the previous person that had your position. I wouldn't give it that much power over you. I would quietly claim my inner power. I do a lot of listening. Maybe if that's what you're comfortable with. But at the same time, you know, if they want you to work hours you don't want to work, say, I would really love to fulfill that obligation, but I would like to do it on this day at this time. Okay? And I think that if you set that protocol from the beginning, that you are a loyal employee, but there may be a difference as far as the times that they had thought maybe they could reschedule certain things. I think there's wiggle room for you because of Mars being in Gemini right now. I think it's a good time to get in there and share your ideas with other people as the administrator, which is what you've signed up for here. Does that make sense?
Right, okay. And just to confirm about the lunch thing, just to sort of just be matter of fact of it and just say, okay, I'm going to go take it now. Is that what the advice was, how to deal with that? I feel like such a little kid with this question.
Well, you know, I don't like it when people don't give me a lunch, and it's happened to me more times than you can shake a stick at. Okay, I've got 3 strong planets in Cancer. And you know what? Cancer rules the stomach. We need to eat. Thank you. And we need to relax when we digest, right?
Yeah.
I so get that. Jessica, I'm on your side mm-hmm. here. But I feel like, again, if you have to be back in 45 minutes one day, I think that's okay. But I think I would try to stick with the original plan when you got hired.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't tell me the details of what the – yeah, right. Okay, I will. I'll kind of center myself.
And keep right. us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Many blessings to you. All right, you too.
Blessings
right,
to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, if I remember correctly, you had a few more things that you wanted to share with Cindy, and she's back. Would you like to pick her up?
Oh, that's up to you.
Cindy, you're back. Did we lose you? Because Jacqueline had some more things she wanted to share with you.
Yes, I think somehow or another I got cut off. But yeah, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
I said, what I was talking about is that this is a perfect time for you to get involved with a cause, a situation, something outside of your house, something to socialize with. I really think that it's a great time for you to get out and find a project.
Okay. Yep.
And I really like it because Jupiter is going to be retrograding back into your second house. So it would be something close to you. It wouldn't be something where you had to go out of your way or anything. It would be right where you,
okay,
kind of where you are in your home and your neighborhood. That would be really good for you. And you could meet some amazing people. I mean, I know how much you like to be around people that are very, you know, mentally and emotionally stimulating, okay, because you're a very smart woman. So I think that that door is wide open right now.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And
well,
to really be more self-expressive, go out there, do a little dress-up. Let your personality out to play, Cindy.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Good
you
luck.
Have a sweet night. All right. Bye. Well, it's a little bit early, but we've taken care of our queue. And so we should tell people where they can find us.
Oh, great. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. Now, you're still teaching the classes and everything, Jacqueline?
I just finished my last astrology class for the season.
Whoa! Congratulations!
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It went for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of mine right now, and so far everybody's enjoying it, and they're getting it, and I'm taking my time, and we're having a heck of a lot of fun.
That's a great thing.
For sure. Well, Jacqueline and I are both on Facebook. If you tell us that you met us on Blog Talk Radio and you want to friend us, just let us know that. Of course, we're always available by phone if you need us in between. And we'll be looking forward to talking to you next Sunday night from 6 to 7. We're happy to serve you. We're happy to give something that has served us so well and has supported us on our long journey of developing our own gifts. And we bless you, and we encourage you strongly to develop your own psychic gifts. And if you need a backup or you need a confirmation, every Sunday night from 6 to 7, Jacqueline and I are usually here for you. So let us know if we can be of service.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. God bless. Good night.
Good night.